Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my radio show, Love Your Music. I'm Margot Joy Donator, and I'm broadcasting from Marin County, California. My guest for today is Swati Nigam. An intuitive life coach, an angel reader, Swati Nigam uses her intuitive skills, connection to the angels, life coach training, and EFT tapping to help her clients. Swati feels passionate about helping people heal their emotions quickly, gracefully, and effectively. Join us for a conversation about her ebook, 12 Steps to Happiness, and ways to feel happier, increase your self-esteem, and move forward to create a life of your soul's calling. For more about Swati Nigam, please visit her website, www.thepurpleflower.com. Welcome, Swati.
Hi, Margot. Thank you for having me on your show.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm so happy to have you back on my show. I had so much fun talking with you the first time. And
me too.
The time went by so quickly, and you have so much to share to help people. And so I really wanted to have you back on the show so that we could talk some more. And, oh, you know, I am so thankful that I met you. Thanks to our mutual friend, Anna Taylor, the beautiful and inspiring Anna Taylor. It was so much fun seeing her when she came to visit in California in June. And
that was a lot of fun when people came over.
yeah, that was so much fun. And oh my gosh, you are the best cook. I couldn't believe that food. It was just the most delicious food that you fixed us for lunch. It was so much fun. But what we want to talk about today is happiness. Happiness is such an incredibly important topic. And unfortunately, there's a lot of people in the world that don't feel either happy or they feel just little bits of happiness here and there. And then there's some of them out there that feel really, really, really down and depressed. And so I feel that happiness is just such an incredibly important topic for us to talk about. And I'd like to know a little bit about how you got involved. What?
Hello?
Involved in doing the book.
Yeah, this, you know, I really believe, and I know many people believe this, that God puts us through experiences only because he knows that we can get through it and we can understand it better and help others with it. And I have been through, depression for years, as I had mentioned last time in the last show, and I have mentioned in my book too,
mm-hmm.
that I have suffered from depression for many, many years, and it's sisters I call depression sister, like low self-esteem and anxiety, nervousness, and stress, a lot of stress. I used to feel
mm-hmm.
that, like my head was some kind of a pressure cooker or a wound-up spring, which was about to explode any time. And not for any real reason. I always felt that way, but if anybody asked me what's wrong, there was nothing wrong with my life. Everything was going just perfectly. And
mm-hmm.
yet, I had a beautiful family. Everything is fine. There's nothing wrong. But still,
mm-hmm.
I had this feeling, and I was extremely stressed. And finally, I tried all kinds of things. I even did, and I know that different people respond to things differently. And I tried antidepressants and things. It didn't work for me. And finally,
mm-hmm.
I had to figure my way out through my own training on life coaching and healing and meditation and all of that and reading myself. And I came across some things that worked for me, and I saw that when I used it with other people who came to me, it worked with them
mm-hmm.
too. And that's the reason I even started this, because I feel so happy now. I feel really good most of the time, which is a very different feeling from how I used to feel before. I really feel good now. And that stress feeling is gone.
The contrast
is amazing. You know, when you
really,
wake up
really, really, really down, and then you feel good.
Yeah.
You know, it's like it's probably almost as much of a difference as if you are really sick with a super bad cold or something, and then all of a sudden you're healthy again, and you know you're just happy and grateful to be healthy again.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's talking about health. It also affects your health so much. I had a long list of illnesses, really long list. And I did everything, and it would work for a while, and then I would go back to the same thing again. So this time what I did was I just worked on happiness. Just be happy. Just be happy, and don't worry about anything else. Take care of the stress. And then when I went for my test, for my medical test, it was amazing. It was like a miracle. I didn't do anything else. Seriously, I did nothing else but make sure I'm happy and stress-free. And all of my test results came back absolutely normal. There was a point when my doctor had said, so it looks like there's nothing in your body that is working very well from a head to a toe. Maybe you need a new body. Of course, he was half joking. But just to tell you how it was. And now that I went, after all of this, when I went for my test and I was thinking, oh, dear God, now they're going to come and my doctor is going to come and start giving me a long lecture about this and that again, that this is not working, that is not, you should take care of your diet, your health and blah, blah. And nothing. Absolutely okay. I was absolutely fine just by taking care of my stress and happiness. So I really want to help people with this. And everything depends on happiness. Your success, your relationships, your health, everything depends on how relaxed you're feeling, how happy you're feeling. It's true that everything, it's not, you can't be happy because something is happening outside of you. If that was true, then I should have been happy all the time. Happiness has to start within you. You should be happy no matter what. And when you are happy within, everything outside you starts changing. And I saw that. I really saw that. I had only read about this before, Margot. And I used to think, oh, they're just, you know, it's not true. But when it happened with me, that's when I realized it is true. And that's why I want to help people. I really want to help people.
Well, you know, I can totally relate because when I was growing up, I remember reading an interview with this woman that she had said that what she wanted more than anything is she wanted to be happy and spread happiness. And I remember thinking, Swati, oh my gosh, that is exactly what I want to do. And at the time, I was a pretty happy person. I was pretty young at the time, maybe say 12 or so. But then, of course, high school came and going to a huge school and being overwhelmed with all the people and the relationships and all the dramas that you get in that. And then going away to college and not knowing anybody. So I did go through times where I was feeling depressed during those times, and I started searching for how do you feel happy, you know, how to be happy, how to feel happy, how to feel good, how to have good relationships with people. And I think, you know, what I've discovered, and I think what you've discovered, is the first thing you have to do is you have to have a good relationship with yourself. You have to be able to care for yourself. I mean, some people say it's, you know, hard to love yourself, but if you think of the word love as just caring, you know, about and taking care of, then to love yourself.
I used to wonder that too. You're
really
so right
important.
About that. I used to ask the question when people would say, you must love yourself. And I would say, what do you mean by you must love yourself? I wouldn't understand it, but you put it so well in the, in, you know, correct words. Loving is taking care of yourself. That is true.
Right. Yeah. Well, now, okay, so now the reason for the misery is you talked about a little bit about that in the beginning of the book right after the introduction. And would you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. When I was reading a lot about it, why am I even like this? And why is everybody around me like this? Everybody seemingly, they're having a, you know, a normal life. There's nothing, no reason to be so stressed and feeling so negatively. So I read more and more because I'm a very curious person and I really delve deeply into anything I want to learn. So I went into the topic of happiness and the stress and everything and depression and all of that. So I read that and it made so much sense that we are programmed to feel negative, you know, as humans, because this has been going on from long, long, long back when we were like cavemen or things like that, because that time we didn't have the protection from the elements. We were just living out there like any other wild animals, and any moment danger lurked everywhere. you know, there was a movement in a bush, you had to be careful. Look, you had
mm-hmm.
to be careful all the time, otherwise something would come and eat you up or kill you. So you had to be constantly be
so
careful,
true.
Constantly.
So true.
You had to be
yeah.
constantly on the guard. That mm-hmm. part of our brain that still protects, works on the survival thing, that it kicks in all the time, and it's still, for some reason, it's still very strong. Even though, of course, the world is still, you know, anything could happen even now, but it's not as bad as it used to be before. It's so much safer now. It's not like
no,
so living
a lot
in the caves
of it
anymore.
It's just about how we think about it, though. You know,
it's
so
how we
in
think
other
about
words,
it.
Yeah.
So we are programmed. We are just programmed to look for danger so that we can be safe. And so when we are always
mm-hmm.
looking for danger, we are kind of always stressed for no reason. And that is the reason, even now, even in our daily lives, we are always looking for danger. We are always looking for things that are going bad. We are always preparing for the bad things and thinking about
mm-hmm.
the most negative first, that all these things could go wrong. And that's how we get stressed. We get so stressed, we think negative, we get depressed. No wonder. We are programmed for it.
Mm-hmm. But
and
there
it made
is
so
a
much
way
sense
to
me when I read that.
Unprogram yourself
yes.
for it, or at least somewhat. And so there's, you know, that's what the rest of the chapters will cover. And the one, EFT tapping, emotional freedom technique, you
mm-hmm.
even have a little video in your ebook that people can
yes.
watch about that. So tell us just a tiny bit about the EFT tapping.
EFT tapping, I discovered, was one of the most powerful ways and quick ways of getting rid of your negative emotions, even physical
mm-hmm.
pain, beliefs which are hurting you, past memories, letting go of things, forgiving people, getting over all kinds of things. I use it on almost everything. So what we do in this is you focus, you pick a topic on what is upsetting you. For example,
mm-hmm.
if you're feeling very stressed, this is a very general thing I'm telling you. This is a very general thing
right.
that I'm feeling stressed. But stress is just a tabletop. You've got to cut out the legs too. There are reasons why you're feeling stressed. So you've got to figure out what are the reasons, and then we need to take care of that through EFT. But just to talk
mm-hmm.
on a broader scale, if you talk of stress, and when you feel stressed, you ask yourself, how are you feeling? So maybe your head is hurting, maybe your back is hurting, maybe your heart is racing, and all of those symptoms. So at that time, you need to focus on those feelings, really focus on them, and then you tap on certain meridian points that are also used for acupuncture and acupressure. And when you tap
mm-hmm.
on them, focusing on these feelings and talking about what is upsetting you, you will see that within one round, as you see in the video in the book, in one or two rounds, you dramatically drop down the negative feelings. You feel like a new person. You feel so light. And I found this so quick and so powerful that I use it very extensively in my coaching.
You know, I've done the EFT tapping. I've been to some workshop where they were teaching us to do it and having us do it. And I've done it a little bit. And you're right. I mean, it is so amazing how it does. It just, you know, it works you from the real... I think one of the things that's really cool about it is it works you from the really negative feeling to a positive feeling. It's like you can't,
yes.
as Abraham Hicks has always said, you can't jump from feeling fearful all the way up to joy. You know, you have
yes.
to work your way back up the emotional scale. And the beauty of the EFT that I saw is that it helps you move back up the scale by going around these meridian points and following what it says, you know. So I think it's
yeah.
wonderful, and I think it's really great that you have a video for the
people
to look at.
And when you combine EFT along with life coaching, it's such a
mm-hmm.
powerful combination, because with a life coach can actually help you uncover the legs of the table of your symptom, the problems, the real reasons of why you're feeling the way you're feeling. And systematically, if you clear out even a few table legs, you'll feel that you'll soon realize that the whole thing has collapsed and you don't feel that way anymore.
Mm.
So in general, yeah, you can do EFT just by yourself. And if you can figure out the reasons, you can do it, cut it off. But when you combine it with life coaching, you are guided into what exactly is causing the problem. And it goes so fast. It goes so fast. One of my clients, it took her just
mm-hmm.
2 months. And she was just 2 months back, she was feeling so bad, she wanted to kill herself. And now she's absolutely nothing to do with depression. She's happy. She's having a very good time. Just 2 months, she's really, really happy.
Oh, that's fantastic. So that brings us into the life coaching, I think, probably starts with the number four, which is chapter number four, section number four, thought retraining. I love that.
Yeah.
Thought retraining.
Yes. Yeah. So this
tell
again,
us a little bit about that.
Thought retraining is kind of like a different way of thinking. You know, how everybody, you even read it on Facebook all the time in quotes and everybody telling you, think positively. But you know what?
Right.
If you just say think positively, how do you think positively?
So what
I did was I asked myself, how do I think? So what happened is if you notice when you're feeling stressed or you're feeling negative, you
mm-hmm.
should stop right there. Just take yourself as an experiment, you know, like watching
mm-hmm.
yourself under a microscope. And it's quite fun. It's not tedious, actually. It's a lot of fun. Stop right there and think, what am I thinking about? What are my predominant thoughts these right now? Why am I feeling this way? Because
mm-hmm.
our thoughts are racing all the time. We think so many things that we are not even aware of our thoughts so many times. So stop and think, what is it that you've been thinking about? And you will invariably notice that you've been focusing, even in the back of your mind, over something that is upsetting or something, mostly
mm-hmm.
something happened in the past. This happened or this one said that and maybe I should go and say this to this one or this should have happened or that should have happened and this happened. And it really upsets you. Or you can start dreaming of thinking of all kinds of horrible things that can happen to you. And what happens? You start feeling negative. At that time, stop yourself. And it's easy.
Mm-hmm.
Just say stop. Say stop and think of something even little, you know, something, it's the power of the little. Don't think of some huge stuff that made you feel ecstatic. Just something little. Start like
right.
Abraham
yeah,
said.
Something that
start
you
with,
can appreciate. That's
yeah,
what I've noticed.
Yeah, something small.
Like even petting your cat, you know,
yeah,
or looking
so
out
amazing.
The window at the blue sky and sunshine or looking at some flowers or, you know, just
exactly.
anything that...
Exactly.
That you can
it could
appreciate,
be anything.
If you can start appreciating, then
yeah.
that all of a sudden brings your mind back into the reality of remembering that, yes, there are things that are wrong in your life or the world, but there's also so much that's awesome and wonderful,
there
and
is.
We need to focus on that in order to mm-hmm. notice. Otherwise, we delete it.
And our lives are so full of so many small but good things. So many. And
exactly,
because we keep
exactly.
waiting for the big good things to happen, we keep feeling miserable.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, if you start noticing the small things, it's your life, your day is like it's scattered with so many little things. If nothing else, go out, step outside and raise your head high. Look up.
Mm-hmm.
Just turn your head up and look at the sky and breathe in the vastness. It's a very simple thing to do, but it makes you feel good. Just stay there and look at the sky. And
you know,
I
just
look
picture doing that right now, and it feels so awesome. It just feels so
yeah.
good. You
yeah,
know,
so if you can just stop
11,
thinking the negative.
We've only got 11 minutes left, and so I think that so that we can continue on with this, we're at kind of a little bit of a break here. I just want to mention that next week on my show, I'm going to have a really special guest. Her name is Erin Birch. On September 9th, and we're going to be talking about how Erin is living her music, and we're also going to be talking about her super inspiring and beautiful mom, also my treasured friend, Laurel Birch, and her colorful, joyful art and jewelry. And Laurel has been an angel in the sky, I call it, Swati, since 2007. Mm-hmm. And Erin has been taking over with the jewelry and the art and keeping it out there, and it's just so wonderful. I don't know if you're familiar with Laurel's art, but I just love it.
No, actually, I would like to see.
Oh,
I'd like
it's
to
so
see.
Beautiful. It's colorful.
Send me a link,
and joyful.
Later.
I will. And she talks about what I love, kindred spirits. You know, people talk about soulmates all the time, and Laurel called even animals kindred spirits.
Yes, they
with
are.
With a capital K, capital S. And
mm-hmm.
I love that. It's like spirits is what it means, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I'm really excited to talk to her about that. And then also, everyone, while we're finishing up talking, I want you to start thinking about how you would answer these questions. What music do you hear calling you? What do you feel inspired to do? What gives you joy? Are you willing to let go of your limiting beliefs and let yourself live your music? I hope each of you listening will do your best to love yourself, love the people and animals in your life, live your music, and enjoy your time on this beautiful planet that we call Earth. And Swati, you know, that's the thing. I mean, coaching, the reason I went into doing coaching is because of the same reason that you did. I wanted to help people feel happier and to be able to do this, like what you're talking about, the thought retraining mm-hmm. and focusing on gratitude and appreciation. And, you know, it's just one of the most amazing feelings when you hear your client sounding happy and when they send you a check and they've got a note in there saying, thank you so much for the coaching. That's just like one of the best feelings in the whole world, is hearing them sound happy and seeing them moving forward toward things they were afraid to do or maybe didn't even know what they wanted to do because they were confused, and they're just, like you said, having those same thoughts over and over again, like
over
a hamster
and over
on
again.
A wheel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so unless you talk to someone else, you're going to just keep hearing yourself. So mm-hmm. one of the things that coaching does, it seems like a lot of people are still confused about it. It's not like therapy where you just complain about your life to the person.
Yeah, it's very different.
Coaching's about taking action. So unless they're willing to do their homework and actually take some actions and make some changes and then report back on how it went,
exactly,
it's not going to do them any good.
No,
you know?
Coaching is about taking action. You have to actively work with the coach, and the coach will be working actively with you in
exactly.
alleviating the feelings and sorting the problems.
Yeah. Now, okay, so we still have enough time left to talk about a few more of these things that are in the ebook that I highly recommend everyone downloads. I'll put the link for how they can download this. This is a free ebook, right, Swati?
Yes.
I'll put the link.
And this book it has meditations, recorded
mm-hmm.
videos, all for free. They can use it right there and feel much better just using those tools right there and then.
Yeah. Anyway, I'll put the link in the event, and I'll also put it on my Facebook, and I'll be sending out my e-newsletter later today, the Live Your Music newsletter I send out weekly, and I will put the link in that as well. And if people want to get my e-newsletter, if they're not signed up, they can sign up for that on my website at margotjoydenator.com. And then they can always have links to these things. Now, the next one on the list here is meditation. And that is such a powerful thing. And I remember it was actually 10 years ago that I finally tried meditation for the first time after attending an Abraham Hicks workshop, an all-day one
mm-hmm.
at the I Can Do It in Las Vegas. And they made it so easy that
yeah.
I actually did it. And I've been doing it ever since, 15 minutes every morning. And I just love it, Swati. So tell us a little bit about meditation, because I think that is such an important part of it.
Yeah. So many people ask me, it's so difficult to meditate. How do you meditate? I cannot stop thinking of other things. And I can't sit so quiet for so long. You know, you don't have to. You can just do it for
mm-hmm.
5 minutes. 5 minutes everybody can spare, you know.
Right.
And even in the middle of your day, if you can just close your eyes for a couple of minutes. And all you need
mm-hmm.
to do is, one of the things that I teach people is, just focus on your heart, and each time you breathe in, imagine white light or golden light rushing into your heart. And each time you breathe out, imagine that light expanding within you.
Ooh, I like
that. It surrounds you completely. And just doing it for 2-3 minutes, you will feel the difference. Breathe in,
yeah,
and breathing in the light.
Yeah, and they can always set their timer. They can set
yeah.
the timer on their phone or their
yeah.
iPad or whatever for 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. I do
mm-hmm.
mine for 15 because, you know, but, you know, you can work your way up to it.
You
personally,
can work your way up to
it. Yeah, the ones that it used to really keep me from trying to meditate when people would say, oh, well, you have to do it for 20 minutes or 30 minutes in the morning, mm-hmm. and then you have to do it for another 20 minutes or 30 minutes
yeah.
at the night. And I'm thinking, yeah. I don't have time to do that, you know, but 15 minutes is just one chunk of a segment of an hour that I can do. And it
exactly.
just feels so divine. It just
it do.
Oh, I,
and the point
yeah,
is they can do it even in 5 minutes. 5 minutes everybody can take out, no matter how busy you are. You know,
oh,
just
know.
5 minutes. And I have this meditation given in the book and on my blog. They can go
uh-huh.
read it and try it. And it is so different. It'll make a huge difference in their lives. Just 5 minutes. And anytime they feel stressed, close your eyes. Just do it for a minute. Just 1 minute. And you'll feel the difference.
Well, you know, I'm closing mine right now as you're saying that. And the other thing that I realized right away, it was funny because one of the reasons I didn't want to try meditation is I was thinking, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to close my eyes and then I won't be able to see all the cool things around me, you know, because
yeah.
I love to see the beauty of the flowers and the trees and the sky and the sunshine and the water and everything. And I'm thinking, I don't want to close my eyes. Well, but I closed my eyes because, you know, they gave such a good, like you are, recommendation of why to do it. So I closed mm-hmm. my eyes, set the timer first for 15 minutes, closed my eyes, started just focusing on my breathing. And it's amazing how when you close your eyes, it's like all of a sudden all that external stimuli is gone.
Yeah.
As
yeah.
much as it's great, it's still, it'll bring back this memory and that memory, and then you'll think you have to do this and you have to do that. So by closing your eyes, that's such a powerful way to all of a sudden slow down your thinking, I think. Is that true
yeah,
for you?
Yeah, it does. And what happens is when you close your eyes, your brain also starts to go into the alpha wave from beta. So just the act of closing your eyes, signal to your brain, time to go into the alpha brain wave. And when you're in the alpha brain wave, you automatically feel relaxed. So that's why the closing of the eyes.
Interesting. You know, you said something earlier that is so true of me, I could totally relate to, is, well, you said a lot of things that I could totally relate to, but the one that you said that I could really relate to is that I'm so curious, and I have always been a super curious person, and I've noticed just recently that not everybody is. I always just thought everybody
mm-hmm.
was.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the same thing as you. I've read so many books, gone to so many workshops, gone to so many conferences, studied with different teachers, and tried different things, been experimental, and see what works for me, and like combining the things that work for me. And you're right. I mean, it's like by being curious, we were able to find
mm-hmm.
out what works for us so that we can use it to help other people. And that is so cool.
Exactly. So curiosity does help.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I've noticed that curiosity gets me to take action, and I think it does probably even the people that aren't super curious. Once they get curious, they'll start to take some action. So I'm hoping that people are getting a little bit curious, at least, about meditation, about thought
yes.
retraining, EFT tapping, and also about your little ebook that I'll put the link for. It just, you know, and then so some of the other things that you covered are nutrition, affirmations, and goals,
rewriting your past.
Rewriting your past. I love that one. I mean, it's like,
yeah.
you know, so that there are so many more things that we could talk about, and we've only got
mm-hmm.
less than 2 minutes left. So what is something that you just want to leave our listeners with for right now? Something quick.
Well, what I would like to say is make happiness your priority, and it's not just a cliche. Really make happiness your priority. Everything else starts to work out around you when you're feeling calm, relaxed, and happy. It did work for me. I don't believe things just because I read it. I need to experiment.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I'm curious. I need to see it for myself. I have a very strong left brain too. I need to prove things to myself. Only then I believe.
Right.
So I
right.
did this, and that is why I'm so, you know, so strong about this, that you need to feel happy first, because it worked for me. And it is a difficult concept to understand in the beginning, that you need to be happy first without bothering about what's happening outside of you. But once you get the
yeah.
hang of it, it's very simple. It's a very simple thing. And everything else, I rearrange it itself, you know. Your world will rearrange, matching
it's
your
so
thoughts,
true.
Matching your happiness.
Oh, Swati, thank you so much for doing your ebook, for being on my show a second time, and for all that you do to help spread happiness in the world. I really, really appreciate you, and I appreciate you being on the show. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Margo, for calling me. It's always such a pleasure to be with you.
Oh, I feel the same way about you. Well, bye for now, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye for now, because they're going to cut us off.
Yes.
Thanks again, Swati. Bye for now, everyone. I'll
bye-bye,
be back
everyone.
Next week. Bye-bye.